Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to The Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. I'm hanging out today with my producer, Sam, all the way over there in that corner. And for the second time in about a three-month time period, we are talking to the band Bad Year. Here we go. Remember, guys, you can find us on all podcasting platforms and on YouTube. Joey, I am so happy you did not fuck up my intro this time. Thank you.
Oh, don't even.
Don't even get me started on that. I didn't even do anything.
Yeah, I screwed it up myself, actually. I needed to blame somebody. Right, Sam? Don't I always blame somebody?
Yeah, that's the way he usually does. Like right now, Joey's making tea over there and crumpets, apparently. This ain't England. Knock it off. It's freaking, I don't know how, what time at night. Oh, yeah. That's right.
They're in Central Time. You guys are in Central Time, right?
Yeah.
We are.
And it's everyone's in the exact same spot, I think, except for maybe Jake. I don't remember if Jake was in that same spot or not, but I knew Joey was in his kitchen.
I'm in a whole different room.
So I thought you're the only one that looked a little bit different. You're the only one that looked
I'm in a whole different house.
I wanted to mix it up.
Who's in a whole different house?
I'm at a whole different house than when I was last time.
Did you get evicted finally?
Oh, no. I'm just staying the night.
it looks similar, but anyways, you're in the kitchen. So the band has been doing some things, recently came out with a new music video. So it's only been 3 months, guys. What has changed between now and then? What has happened with the band in just that short period of time? I'll ask Jake.
Hold on. Well, we released new music, would be the, first thing on my mind. Uh-huh. And we're working hard on even more music.
Mm. Well, you're a band, so I would assume you're still...
that's the way it works. Okay, I don't know if anyone...
Let's see what Mike has to say about that. What's been going on with the band for the last 90 days? Let's get a different answer.
So we've been playing shows... we've been wallowing in the amazing response we've had from the release, Faded Memories, which has been absolutely amazing. So we're super happy about that. And just more shows. That's we're preparing for more shows. We are
frozen on the screen. If you could see him over there. All right, we got Sam back on. Did you do what I did and like lose? Oh, you didn't lose power. You couldn't have lost.
No, there's too many. It's a sausage party in here, so it just kicks off on the Wi-Fi, I guess. I don't know.
Well, Sam is back, and before you guys came on, Sam, Tiffany's with them over there, and she always does a bunch of research, and there was a little bit of confusion about. Go ahead, Sam. Explain what you saw and see if there's an answer for it.
You guys got 3 Bad Year Spotify accounts, right? There's 3 Bad Years from Milwaukee, Wisconsin Spotify's account.
Really?
Yeah. So you might guys want to lay
put a hit out on them.
Put it. That's right.
Let me look this up real quick. There can't be 3 Bad Years from Milwaukee, though. That's what I'm saying.
Not. I really don't believe it.
Yeah. Okay. This Bad Year right here. Let's see what it says here.
Has a picture of a van.
Pop punk band formed featuring, are you sure they're from Milwaukee? No, this band's from Florida, dude.
Oh, okay.
It's not from Milwaukee. But there is a guy, there is a guy named Joey, though, in the band. I thought they were playing the same band.
Oh.
So is there only, and then you guys formed in, 2019, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And there was never a band before Bad Year that started in or there was never a bad year that you guys were in before 2019?
Correct.
Okay. Well, all those other bad years, if they didn't make it to the lot spot, dude, they're not the real bad year.
That's exactly.
That's what I. That's what I. We did have a bad year from Colorado reach out and say, when we come to Colorado, that they would like us to play with them.
Yeah, it's called. You guys are going to call it the Bad Years Tour,
right?
Bad Years Tour. Yep.
I say no.
Why? Because Colorado or
no? Because their band name.
Bad Year. Yeah, yeah. They want to be the only ones.
That's right.
They're the only Badger that's been on the podcast. So I say, well, the real Badger, please stand up. And there they are. They stood up.
Hello.
On the show.
That's man, right.
That, you know, when is that something that, Sam, is that something that you, when you're working with a band, is that something that you want to make sure that there's no other band that has that same band name?
100%. I mean, the first thing we do is we always go over marketing, because marketing is very important on the internet. You only get like one, you want every direction to go to where it needs to go on the internet. So if I type in Bad Year and I come up with three different Spotify Bad Years, and I don't know where they're from, by the way, and I see three different Spotify's, I'm going to be very confused. So the biggest thing is I want to make sure that the marketing is behind it, that it's going to lead to where we, you know, remember, people need to be led to exactly where they need to go. So if they see three Bad Years, they might become fans of the other Bad Years and not this one.
And not on accident, too. Well, one way to avoid that is to do what freaking some of those other bands doing, like cut out vowels or like
yeah.
That's right. Like that. Mm. Bands do that all the time.
You know how hard, you know how long it took for PVRIS Paris, and I would call them PVRIS, and I was like, what does that even spell? I don't even know. Paris. It took about 2 years for me to figure out their name is Paris. Just the A is upside down.
So is that something that the bands ever thought about or worried about moving forward? And I think one of the bands is not even a band anymore, but is that something you guys have been concerned with, or are you just going to keep on pushing the way you guys want to and shove the other one out of the way?
That's a great question. And we didn't really think we were going to have an issue with it. We're just like, we just named the band, and then there was like no turning back at one point.
Good job, Sebastian. Now you just fucking broke up the band. Good job.
Yeah. So we're like, Now we're, you know, wildly worldwide famous. So, right. So we just figured we can't turn back at all. And then we always look at like, well, we got more Facebook followers, or, you know.
Just put an S on it later on down the road. Bad Years.
Bad Boom. Years. Yep.
That's it.
Boom. Joey will lose his mind, especially if you put apostrophe in there.
Did you guys all hang out on New Year's Day? Because I could see a bunch of puns going on with the band Badger, like on New Year, you know, when you on New Year Day. Like, was there a lot of jokes going on with the band on that day? I don't have a bad year.
On that,
2020, there were a lot of puns.
It was
one of which I made before I joined the band. And I thought I was really clever, and then I watched their Facebook page for a while and realized everybody was making the same pun that I came up with.
Yeah, it's super punny.
Yeah.
And your music video that you guys just came out with, fuck, the video is awesome, guys. Like, I don't know who shot that, or if, was it, like, professionally done by like, someone who knows what the fuck they're doing, but it was awesome.
Thank you, yeah.
Thank you.
Joey was the mastermind behind that, and he... I'll talk without a cup in front of my face. Joey was the mastermind behind that, and he really pulled a lot of strings to get that together. And like the response has been great with everything that we did. So.
And this song just came out about a month ago, right?
December 16th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's watch it. It is called Charcoal Black.
Let's take a commercial break real quick, and then when we come back, we'll have the new video.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price.
Go to your happy price, Priceline.
As you close your eyes and fall asleep, watch the world go by. Suddenly, you realize you've been fed lies. So let some light in, a vision you can see as it falls down around you and me. You end up on your knees. In the clock beats midnight and you can't breathe. Charcoal black image of agony. We tried and we lied our hearts again. I'm tired of this required another
used, or was that like actual part of the band members acting in that deal?
No, I was in that plane that was crashing.
he was part of the Red Bull crew.
Yeah.
We clips compilated together, and it actually didn't take long at all. Maybe like an hour or two.
Did you use like a B-roll type of program?
It was just like, yeah, like free stock video footage. Oh,
okay.
It's stock video footage, I guess. What I get from the lyrics, and I could be completely wrong, and whether you want the people, your listeners, to interpret it to what they want, there has to be a meaning behind it for yourself, which is why you wrote it, right? So I'm going to say, and I'm sure this was not the meaning in your head at all. I was going to say something I probably shouldn't say on the podcast. So I'm going to say the real thing now. I'm going to say what I really thought it meant. I thought it meant maybe your life goes by too fast. Next thing you know, you're fucking old. And then you didn't really, maybe weren't proud of everything that you did while you were alive before you die.
I would say you got 75 to 85% of it.
Oh, whoa. You don't understand. He was a C average. He'll take it.
Yeah, that is. That's probably a C, depending if you're, you know, 10-point scale, it might even be a B.
And you know, what's good about that is actually, and this goes to credit Joey, is a lot of where I interpreted that from was actually part of the video where the scenes would kind of come in. At one point, it was like you were kind of close on someone's eyes. I think someone maybe got older. It fit. Whatever you did there, it fit really, really well, man. Good job. And good job on the song, too.
Yeah, I mean,
thank you.
That was Joey's idea behind it, you know?
You know, how many times there are bands that actually go out and, you know, hire a videographer, hire a director, you know, maybe even and crew, and they're when they could have done something as simple as just look at stock photos and say, does this song fit stock photos? I think one of the bands that we were working up in Boston, I can't remember their name. They use stock photo for their stuff too. And a lot of stage stuff, you know, fans and stage and stuff like that. And it worked. And everyone's like, did you guys go out and videographer? You have a videographer and a director? No, we just use stock photo because it worked in the video and it made the storyline get pushed that that we were trying to portray about performing. And also too about, it was during that COVID time. So there's a lot of riots and stuff like that. So, you know, kudos to you guys. I want to turn this and you guys didn't talk about this the last time you guys were on, but your new album Faded Memories, you guys worked with Nick Rad. How was working with Nick Rad? And if people don't know Nick Rad, you know, Coheed and Cambria, Amber Lynn, he's got plenty more, bands.
Melissa Etheridge.
Melissa, that's right,
Slayer.
Melissa Etheridge.
Slayer.
So, how was working with Nick? It was obviously this is probably your first time. Was it something different when you guys came into the studio? Did he change a lot of stuff on you guys? Were you guys able to actually, you know, like the whole song that you wrote was the same way? He didn't add anything to it or take away from it?
Very lively group we have over here.
Yeah. How about Joe?
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick Rad has been great from the start. I address him as Mr. Rad. Formally,
as he requires from Joey.
It doesn't. No, it's not required. But
it is because he's a drummer.
Required on my end. Anyways, Nick is great to work with. He didn't really add too much. I mean, in Killing Me, one of our songs, he helped add a little guitar intro that you hear in the first of the song. And otherwise, I mean, he worked really well with us. You know, he asked us like what we like and what things we don't like on the edits, and made it come to life just the way we wanted it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He was really good. He's been really good with us as far as, not steamrolling anything that we send him, or, you know, he usually does the, well, I like it, but it could be better. So then, you know, we give it another go at it.
Right.
And so he's been really good about that and, you know, taking our egos from a higher level and just not all the way down, but like mid-level. He's really good at that.
Because you guys are not, you know, beginner band. You guys been in bands before. You guys been musicians for a while. You guys are not, you know, the 19, 20 year olds. So I can see where a lot of times, you know, where the 19, 20 year olds, the producers usually have to kind of like, okay, that was okay, but we can do it better, or we can do it, change it up a little bit, or something like that, where the older crowd, as I like to say, the 30 somethings and older usually like, hey, you ain't messing with my song like that. I'm paying you to, right, you know, like, all right, it's just not gonna sound as great as it should be.
Yeah he doesn't really do that. He's just like, you know, if I send him a bad vocal take or something like that, he'll just be like, can you sing this better? Right. Because you know, he expects better of us. It's not like it's more he expects more out of us as opposed to, you know, you guys suck, or you could do, you know, I need something different. So with our relationship with him,
in all caps,
yeah,
right.
Send me better takes. This sucks. Yeah. You know, like that's usually how it goes.
I had to plug in my computer. Sebastian sucked all the life out of it.
Well, that's what you get. Is it hard to hear constructive criticism being more seasoned? I would say experienced musicians. Is that because, you know, when you're young, I guess even when you're young, maybe you have more of an ego, but as you're older, maybe you feel more seasoned in what you're doing. And so maybe it's harder to take that criticism because you feel like you've been working on this most of your life already. Let's go with, you know, we haven't heard from Jake in a while. Let's go with Jake on this one, and then we'll go around there.
Oh, you know, I definitely had a harder time with it in my 20s than I do now. You know, now it's, I don't know, I guess I don't take it personally. I've been in bands where, like, I disagreed, but it's like, you know, usually happens. You can try to find some kind of middle ground. You know, with lead guitars, a lot of what you run into is people will be like, well, it's a little too much guitar.
Right.
So you have to learn to kind of dial it down, like get the best part of your idea, but bring it down a little bit so it's not so busy. Now I'm kind of at the point where I kind of self-censor a little bit. Like, I intentionally come up with an idea and then try to make it a little more minimalist. Figure out where you really need all the notes and where you don't. I don't write kind of shit to show off anymore. Like I definitely did in my younger years.
I think you guys are a punk band. So you just go from what, 3 chords to 2 chords.
Well, that's what I thought before I joined, but that is not the case. They've shown me a lot of, I was an indie rock guy kind of.
Oh shit. So you
they
were
showed
like
me a lot of punk and they do actually shred sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes not much.
I remember Jake coming to rehearsal once when he first joined. He's like, the song is actually complicated. And I'm like, what?
He's like,
I played 2 chords in one song in my old band. And I'm like, okay.
You know, it's not too long ago. I was introduced to an indie rock band and they had a bunch of, you know, almost djent type stuff going on. And I was like, I just couldn't get into it. And I was letting them know. I said, this is a little bit hard. It's like too complicated for my ears. I've been so used to commercial radio that my ears can't hear the selling points of the song. And it's not dumbed down for me. And they're like, we don't understand. Now these people were like 17 years old. Right. So, you know, they want to shred. They want to show off their talents. And I was like, yeah, if you want to go the commercial route, we got to dumb it down a little bit because it's just too much for even someone like me to try to sell this thing. So do you guys ever think that's the same way when it comes to like your music? If you guys make it too complicated for your average, you know, bar listener or, you know, venue listener, that's probably not, you know, like halfway paying attention to you or maybe drunk on that Milwaukee beer that's out there.
I think Joey has a good saying that we all try to, I think, live by. And that's the less is more attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll hear me do something or Jake do something, and then he'll be like, less is more, and then we'll dial it back. And then that gives him room to do just full on, you know, whatever he wants. So,
and then you tell him less is more.
I've told him that maybe like 3 times this last week. He responded well with it.
Well, didn't you guys meet on a date? You and Joey?
Joey and I, yeah, we did. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so less is more.
Less is more.
That's right.
I think when it comes to preparing the song itself too, so when it comes to getting like the edits and everything and listening to them, like some, there'll be like some like background vocals in there or something, and I'll be like, no, take those out, like they don't need to be in there, like let the instrumental part just let it be what it is right there, boom,
let it
breathe. We have a lot of times where that happens, and it's just a matter of knowing, spotting that, and you know, running it up the train. Yeah, like, and then it does, you know, it in my ears, I think that's what is me as an individual listener. That's what I'm looking for. Like, oh, there shouldn't be that there. Like, if it wasn't, it would be perfect. You know.
You know, I think that when you're younger and you're making music and you want to shred or play the drums like fucking crazy good or do any of those things, you have a false sense of what makes somebody famous because you don't know, you haven't been around the block as much, and you think, oh well, I can play better guitar than this guy who's or like as a drummer. Even I remember one of the first songs I learned was like Teen Spirit, you know, by Nirvana. I was like, well, if I could do this, I can be famous because that's what they did. And then as you get older, you realize it's really what the audience wants to listen to, not how badass you are. And that takes a while to learn for some people. It really does. You guys planning any tours coming up anytime soon?
Well, we got a couple things in the works, but for as far as February goes, we just got a little mini run. Nice. And we're going Milwaukee, Chicago, Columbus, Ohio. And then we'll probably announce some stuff later. When is this episode air?
Monday. This what day is today? Saturday? Monday.
Yeah. So everyone make sure you follow us on bad.year for Instagram and Facebook, and you will see all our tour dates for summer coming.
If you're looking for you on Facebook, you guys pop up for my Facebook because I follow the band already. So when I type in Bad Year, it already pops up. Musician band. Is there like a tag they should find on Facebook, or is it just Bad Year?
That one's Bad Bad Year Bad MKE. MKE.
For Milwaukee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bad Year MKE.
No, for Mike. No.
Yeah, that's what
it's all, it's all about me.
That's right.
It's Mike's band. And your website, did you guys have your website up last time?
Yep. badyearmke.com.
All right. Merchandise, all your announcements going on your website. You guys staying up to date?
Everything.
And then anyone got any OnlyFans? I'm pretty sure Joey does by now.
Yeah, Joey
I was also looking into this like feet pick website too, and like you can sell like your feet dirty finder. Underwear and like
feet finder funds fun with feet.
And this goes for all of you. Whoever wants to answer first on this one, anything that you guys want to share before we get off this episode?
So we'll be at we'll be in Madison February 4th. At the Barley Pop Live, and we'll be doing that thing. We'll be doing the Cactus Club on the 24th of February in Milwaukee in Bayview.
That's the wrong date, but that's fine.
23rd. Okay, let's do the 23rd.
This episode has to get so edited. It's not even
24th
in Chicago at Liars Club. And Columbus, the next day on the 25th, will be a punk rock prom night at
Natalie's Grand View.
And Punkerton Records will also be there throwing money.
Nice.
Just like this?
Dance on stage.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to dance on stage, and they're going to.
I should show up with a thong.
Just do it.
We can show
I'll do it.
I'll
do it if you do.
Okay. Yeah. I got to buy a ticket to Wisconsin, I guess.
No, yeah. Ohio.
Ohio.
Yeah, Ohio.
Yeah, Punkerton Records is from Ohio.
Oh, Sam, can you buy me a ticket to Ohio? So I can make this.
To Ohio, just all of Ohio?
Just go to Ohio and I'll just start fucking hitchhiking it everywhere. Just walk around.
Perfect.
Hey, I need to find a band called Bad Year. Can you help me out? And eventually someone will probably... I know someone who knows that band. And then I'll find you guys.
Yeah, it will. It'll happen.
I won't even message Jake on Facebook to try to find you guys. I'll just show up. I'll eventually just find it.
Yeah, just show up.
I bet
you could do it. That actually would be a good test. How many people do I have to run into before you find Bad Year?
That would be a dude. If I had enough money, like, to do that, I would actually make that a whole entire episode. I would.
You know what? We could do it, Sebastian. We could do that. It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Yeah, you should do that. That'd be actually a good pitch for like for a television show or something.
Yeah, like on the Travel
Channel.
How well
is your band known? You know.
Yeah.
And like,
if I can find you within 6 people, then you're a good band. Everyone knows you.
Then you're as famous as Kevin Bacon. Really?
That's all the time we got for the podcast. I want to thank all of our listeners. Like I said in the beginning of the show, please check us out on all podcasting platforms. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And what's that? Hit notification button. There's a notification thing right there. All right. Yep. That's all the
time. Smash that button.
Guys, please stay right there till after the outro song plays. That's all the time we got. Peace out, rock on, and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does everything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pink host has a pink show, so to get more episodes, make an order, this is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.